This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, if you want to listen to some of our former shows, and we have a podcast, you can go to www.radiolawtalk.com. There are so many podcasts, and Denise and I and David do a really good job.
Todd.
That's his brother, by the way, that I know. But Denise really is the stalwart that writes these down, the topics, and she notes down exactly what the topics were and what we talked about. So you can go back 6 months from today and find out what we talked about, and you can look it up.
You can go back to almost 2 years.
I know it's coming up on 2 years in April, but so we have a great podcast that you can listen to at any time, late at night when you want to go to sleep. Go ahead and turn it on.
That'll put you out.
Or if you're getting romantic, you can use that as a romantic discussion going on.
Oh, yeah.
You can play some of Cal's music. And make sure, though, Cal, if they're having romantic times and listening to our podcast, we use the appropriate, you've got the list there, the appropriate children's sayings like, I like the Amargosa Valley, or guys are weird, or something like that for romantic type
boys things. Are weird.
Yes, that's what you could say if you're in a romantic mood.
Or if Todd is listening.
Todd has a kitty.
That's true. If you're getting romantic, Todd, there you go.
Meow.
What does Todd's cat say?
What else you got there, Cal?
Oh, I have many.
That's Rodriguez is gone again.
Yeah, Rodriguez is gone again.
Yes. My personal favorite.
Oh, stop it.
Yes. Cal has a whole board of different sayings. But anyway, you can go back and listen to our podcast. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Please seek legal counsel for any legal issue that you have. Please do not... Try not to use our names when appearing in court, especially in like a small claims court, and using Todd, Denise, or Fred's name as the authority as to why you should win the case. Worse than that, do not use Cal's. Cal is not a lawyer. And worse than that, Cal is a 3-time Emmy Award nominee and never a winner.
So
the judge would probably bring that up. Is this Cal Hunter, the one that's the 3-time Emmy Award nominee, never a winner?
So a loser non-lawyer pretty much makes me qualified for absolutely nothing.
That
would be hilarious if somebody used Cal's name and the judge says, well, how many Emmys is he won?
Exactly. A judge that listens to Radio Law Talk,
let's
right?
Let's call him in and have him testify. We'll see how that goes. And I can see the defense lawyer. Mr. Hunter, isn't it true that you've been nominated 3 times and you've never won?
We're going to get you one, Cal.
I know.
We're going to get you one. Radio Law Talk is going to someday, 10 years from now, Cal, we're going to get you one.
Posthumously.
Denise and I and Todd are walking with our canes,
That we're going to get arrested for stealing somebody's image.
Works for me.
Or we could just make one up. We'll have our own Emmy, right?
We could have our own award show. Call it the Freddies.
Freddies, yeah.
Yes, I like it.
Yeah, that's
okay, I'll give you one. That'll make you feel
thank
better.
Thank you. That'll be great.
All right. Best of all, if you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk with case or no case, tell us what you feel. Remember, you can do that, not go on the air, and just tell us exactly what you think with the case or no case. Cal, roll our third hour case or no case.
And now, an Erdvigsen by any other name.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Once again to Bemidji, Minnesota, a hotbed for interesting legal cases, where Henry Erdvigsen and his wife Janine decided they'd had enough of married life. They split the sheets. They divorced. They had no children. About a year later, Janine thought better of the whole I've never had a child thing and decided to get pregnant by whatever process. And whatever process she used worked because right on schedule, out popped little Oliver Erdrickson. That's right. You see, even they were no longer married, Janine, who was using the last name Rawlingsworth, that was her maiden name, decided to use her ex-husband's last name for little Oliver, and to say the least, Henry Erdrickson was displeased. He said, I am not Oliver's daddy by any means, and I want no part of it. He was polite about it, but firm. He was also concerned that he was possibly could be held liable for child support because of the baby's last name. Henry said, I deny paternity, and Janine and Oliver, you're out of luck. He sought legal counsel. And so I ask you, case or no case, and I would normally ask Denise first, but this is so in her wheelhouse that I think I would be wise instead to ask Mr. Penny. Mr. Penny, case or no case, can she use her former married name on this child? And if so, what recourse does the not baby daddy have?
What year was this, Cal?
1999. Bemidji, Minnesota.
It's a case, and the daddy loses. She's allowed to use that name due to the fact that that is actually a name that she used and could use at any time. Apparently, they could know a lot of women will keep the same name even after they're divorced. But I guess the question is going to be, which Denise would probably know, once she changed her name back to her maiden name, did she lose the right to use that name? And I'm going to say no, she does not use the right to use that name. This is all common sense, I'm thinking. I have no idea about the law on this. This is not my wheelhouse case. And she wins, and non-baby daddy loses.
So, Henry Erdrickson loses. Mr. Kunin, what are your thoughts on this case or no case?
I'd be really curious to see, or to know, if on the birth certificate, who she put down as the father.
No father was listed.
No father listed on the birth certificate. And on the birth certificate, what was her name listed as?
It was listed as Erdrickson.
Okay. Then I'm going to say that the baby daddy has no cause. She can go ahead. If there's no father listed, she can put her name down. I don't know what other name you'd be putting down for the child. So she put down her last name for the child.
Wait, I lied. She was using Rawlingsworth at
right.
the time.
Oh,
that's I'm sorry. Said, I said that in the story. I got myself confused. She was using her maiden name, Rawlingsworth.
Okay, mm-hmm. so if she put down no father listed on the birth certificate, but she just decided to name the child what she wanted to name the child, she can name the child anything. The difference here is, is this solely about what the child's name can be, or is this about any obligation to pay child support or anything that attaches with it? I don't think that anything just by the name that she chose and didn't list him as the father obligates him. And if his only beef is, I just don't want him to have my last name, and we're not talking about anything else about child support obligations, she hasn't proved paternity or anything, I'm going to say that this is a case and she wins. The guy can't preclude her from naming the kid whatever she wants to
so
name
So you
it.
Agree with Fred?
I agree with Fred. Yeah.
Wow, that's it. Both of you have agreed twice now. So that means Denise will have to come out, as she did last time, and say, no case. All right. Denise, you want to give it? I don't want your answer, but give me some of your rationale before we've got about a minute left here. So.
Well, you know, she did rightfully carry his name. They got divorced. She apparently went back to her previous name.
Unmarried name, shall
yeah.
we say.
Yeah. yeah. And she had a child. She did not list him or hold him out as being Henry's child at all. And Henry sought legal counsel to stop her from being able to use his name. This was in 1999, kind of before all of this stuff came up about three parents and all that kind of stuff could happen. And I just think, you know, it makes so much sense that it's no case.
All right.
So you're going no case.
I'm going to go no case because it makes too much sense
that,
to me.
And I think that is a good rationale. We're going to be back with case or no case. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call us 855-LAW-RADIO and give us your opinion.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Sturks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at Northwest Compacting.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
A woman, after her divorce, has a child outside having a husband. We don't know the details of how she became fertile and had a baby, and she decided to name the baby. And she changed her name to her maiden name. She just decided to name the baby's last name her original married name. And the former husband says, no, I do not want you to do that. And Denise, let's see, Todd and I said it's a case, and she wins.
Yes.
She's able to use the name, and Denise said no case, Cal.
Well, and the basis for the saying it was no case, Denise, was?
It made too much sense.
Too logical a case. And
yeah, but I started to think about it. 1999. Mm-hmm. I'm probably wrong. It's probably something silly like, yes, he wins, and he was able to keep her from using the name. But I can't change my answer.
Well, for those of you who say it was a case. And so the bottom line is it was all deuces today because you both got two on the first one. She got 2 points on the second one. The surname of your child carries with him. It helps him identify with the rest of the family. Tradition dictates that a woman takes her husband's surname after marriage, and any children born to the union also receive that surname, although many other arrangements exist today. However, you are not required to give your child a certain last name or prohibited from it simply because you gave birth to the child after your marriage ended.
But there was no case that you know of.
I know. I've looked for such a case because I stumbled across this information, and I could not find a case. But I did, however.
I like the names.
Yeah, I gave you accurate, the most common surnames and first names for Bemidji, Minnesota, so I at least was accurate that way.
Wow.
Henry. 7 billion people on the planet, and this has never happened before.
Well, I mean, it's happened. I just don't think there's been a lawsuit over it that I could find.
Okay, all right.
You know. Doesn't matter. In this specific case, you're right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, case
Yay!
Or no case.
And that's case or no case. 2 points for you. 2 points for you from last time. 2 points for you from last time.
2 points for you.
Nothing has really changed. So,
all I got to say, this rolls right into our next story about Stormy Daniels.
Does she have any children?
I don't know. Go ahead, Todd.
She does.
She does?
She does. She has a son.
Yes. Stormy Daniels.
So Michael Avenatti, so she's basically accusing now her lawyer.
No, she's not.
Okay. Who's a friend?
A former Avenatti client.
Oh, I got you. That's why I was a little confused. Tell us then about it.
Well, I'll let Todd start.
Well, hold on.
It's a Ponzi scheme is what is being alleged. Yes. So Avenatti represented a person, and he got him a recovery in a settlement. And that settlement was going to be paid over time. So the gentleman that won the suit that he won the suit for said to Mr. Avenatti, "Hey, I'm really suffering. I need some money." And Mr. Avenatti said, "Hey, you know, you haven't been paid out, so you can take a loan from me, and I'll only charge
personally?
You, and I'll only charge you 10%." 10% interest. Now, that's allegations.
That's right? Allegations. That's right.
So when this came up, the client complained. And I can't remember who went back. Somebody went back to actually review the records, and they determined that Avenatti's firm had been being paid, like starting January of 2018, and were continuing to be paid a certain amount each month, and that Mr. Avenatti had not paid out this client. And what's not clear by the information that I tried to research was what the fee agreement between Avenatti and his client was, and what he had to pay. Did he have to recoup first the cost of the suit before he could actually pay money out to the client, which is the norm in that type of an agreement? And also, the client has alleged that it was a Ponzi scheme. Avenatti's taking money from clients, and then he's paying on costs for other clients.
And one of the things you talked about, who investigated this. So you have Barella. Barella is the person that was represented by Avenatti. Barella claims that this other entity, they entered into an agreement. The entity was supposed to pay him through Avenatti. And Barella wasn't receiving the money that he thought he should have been getting from Avenatti, and was hearing from Avenatti that this third party hadn't paid yet. So when Barella hired the attorney went to the third party and says, is it true you haven't been paying? And the third party said, what are you talking about? We've paid them in full. We paid them everything. And so that is the basis of Barella's claim to Avenatti, saying, you're lying to me, alleged. You're lying to me. This other person has paid you. You're not paying me. You're loaning me my own money at 10%. And so that's the basis of this lawsuit. And you know,
This guy just, man,
when it rains, it pours with this guy. So.
I don't think people know what the obligation is of an attorney when there was a settlement and the payment comes into the attorney trust fund.
Every state, by the way, is different. But generally speaking, you're not supposed to be loaning your client a money and taking interest on that because there's a conflict of interest automatically because you are the creditor.
Which is an adverse relationship to your client.
If the money comes in to the client trust fund and it's placed in the client trust fund,
right.
That money can only be used to either pay off the client or to pay off costs associated with that case.
Right. Right.
You can't use that money to do something else with another client or do anything else. That's sacred money, lawyer sacred money, for working with that client alone. It would be, attorneys have a client trust fund where they have several different client's money in that fund, and through accounting you know how much is apportioned to each one, but in your mind you have to treat it almost as if this is a separate bank account solely for this client, and I'm not touching it. That's the mindset you have to have.
It sounded like the payments were being made over time. That's the first thing, and that there had not yet been an accounting to the client about what the costs were and what the fees were and what his percentage was.
But is he based out of L.A. or is he in?
Avenatti's out of L.A.
Okay, so that's California. Ooh, that's interesting. But again, this is all alleged. We don't know the details. I'm sure Avenatti has another story.
Avenatti claimed he'd been paid in full.
Yeah, so you got to say, be careful, because Avenatti might be correct. But the fact is, the minute his name comes up, Stormy Daniels' name comes up, they tripped over a rock, it's going to be in the news. We'll be right back with more stories.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station right here.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Lenny & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable, things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose online with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-616.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump agrees to reopen the government without allocating money for the border wall. Madison Jaciadu, a Trump 2020 board member, told CNN the president is still standing firm on the need for a border wall.
Many Democrats have acknowledged now that part of a border security plan for them would be increased barriers, but these increased barriers need to be at places of vulnerability, and that's why we have Homeland Security experts coming in to help with these negotiations in a bipartisan committee.
President Trump says he hasn't conceded anything by agreeing to reopen the government for 3 weeks, but did it for the government employees who weren't being paid. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says scenes of misery have become the norm in Nicolas Maduro's Venezuela.
Millions of children are suffering from malnutrition and starvation thanks to a socialist experiment that caused the economy to collapse.
Pompeo is calling on the international community to support Venezuelan's opposition leader. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're rolling into the final two segments of our radio show. It is amazing how fast this blows through when you're having fun. We're hour three, two more segments to go. We've got we might have some celebrities roll in the next segment. So hold on to your we're going to talk a little more law that might be, I'm not going to say it's interesting and we need to discuss it because it's important, and there's more stuff about the Mueller thing that has happened on Friday, more indictments, but we're not going to get into that. We don't have time and it just started, but you know what? We're going to talk about it next week. But the Supreme Court just allowed Trump's restrictions on transgender troops in the military to go into effect. Denise, tell what's going on with that.
Well, under Obama, and it took a long time to become under Obama, but under Obama there was basically they were like looking at whether or not they should allow transgender people to be in the military and be active in the military. And after about a year, little over a year study, they determined that it would be okay. And so they allowed for that to happen. And under Trump decided that he didn't like that. He kind of surprised everybody, and he just said, I'm not going to allow transgender troops to be in the military anymore. But being cautious, he said the ones that are currently serving will not have any problems and will not have any prejudice or bias against them. But in the future, we're not going to allow transgender persons to serve in the military. And what happened is that I always call it percolating. It hasn't percolated enough at all the different courts and for right. all the different levels of judges to kind of say their piece and to do it. And so the Supreme Court, by virtue of not hearing
right.
the case, but lifting the injunctions that kept the administration's policy from being implemented, allow for the policy now to be implemented. And I think, in my opinion,
it's a double negative.
But it also lets the cases now kind of percolate through the courts. It will give the best and the brightest judges the chance to give their opinions. And it's going to go back at some point to the Supreme Court. We know that. But it's going to come back seeing how the implementation.
Let me, it happened to me, too.
And how it's being, you know, implemented, and if it's constitutional, and all of that. So it's not like they're saying they agree. They're just saying
we're not going to decide it right now.
We're not going to decide it. Don't have a nationwide injunction against it. Let's see how the policy is implemented. Let's see if it's constitutional.
Right.
Let's give it a chance for the other judges to hear it.
So more coming down the pike.
I think the core argument is the main purpose of the military is not to be a social experiment. This is the Trump argument, that it's not to be a lab where we do social experiments, but to blow things up, kill people, and or help people out. I mean, that's the role of the military. It's not to see if people...
Pretty direct there, Cal.
But I'm saying...
Blow things up, kill people.
I mean, isn't that what the
Even to more to the heart of the cost of the soldier. So if the soldier's transitioning during the time of their military, they are going to be away from their active duties by nature.
Going to need surgery.
They're going to need surgeries.
Therapies,
and all this type of stuff. And whether or not that's consistent with being an active military member is not really known.
That was exactly my point, is that those distractions take them away from their main mission in the Trumpian view of that, I think.
Correct.
So
that's right. So it's a cost and also effectiveness of the participation in the military because
right.
they impact it and all that.
But it's not going to stop there. I'm sure there's going to be more
It'll
lawsuits.
Be back. It'll be back up before the Supreme Court,
right.
I think, in our lifetimes.
Probably.
Right.
And then we have the Supreme Court taking no action. So we have one case where they take action by taking away the injunctive relief so that the administrative policy can be implemented. And now they have a case where they take no action on a case, and that leaves the policy in effect right now. So what we've got is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. Everybody calls it DACA. And what happened in DACA is that these children had certain rights, and they were going to be allowed certain access to becoming citizenship. So it was like a road to citizenship. These were children that were brought as young children to the United States illegally by their parents, but they are here, and they were innocents at the time. So what happened then is that there was injunctive relief that was granted by a bunch of different appellate courts or federal appellate courts, and that kept the Trump administration policy against DACA from being implemented, and the Supreme Court upheld that and said, no, I'm not sure that Trump's administrative policy and implementation on this program is going to be constitutional, so we're just going to go ahead and let it sit with injunctive relief keeping the policy from being implemented.
Now, here's the issue. That was intelligent, straightforward, and needed to be said. But the most boring stuff I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you. I'm glad I could bore you.
Exactly right. So before we go on, we have some special Cal. Now we got to go get Cal because we have some special guests that we don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to bring in some special guests, and they've arrived. But Cal is very busy in there.
He's like trying to make his mark with these special guests.
Right now he's starstruck.
Yeah,
he's starstruck.
But while we go with our Cal, I think we have to set up. Let's not do it yet. Let's keep it quiet.
We have to get a headset.
Let's keep it quiet right now. But we have some special guests.
Make sure that
these guests are not known. That's very important. Those of you who are on Radio Law Talk will have. These are famous people that throughout the country we will. I'll promise you that most of you who listen to Radio Law Talk will know one way or the other who these people
especially
are,
especially in Nevada.
Nevada, they're
huge in Nevada.
Yeah. Yes. But what we want to do is a new thing, Cal.
Yes.
A new thing is what? Tell us what you want to do in this new.
Explain what
you think is important for our last third hour.
Well, I have this plan for the last segment, and it's called.
Let's do it this segment.
Takes
final thoughts on some of the stories discussed on Radio Law Talk and some we didn't get to.
And so our first quick take will be Mr. Todd Kunin, where he talks about Melky Cabrera.
Miguel Cabrera, my quick take is judge does a solid for him and allows him to support his kids by order of law so that he doesn't have to deal with, honey, it's my choice.
And I think the quick take on that also, by the way, is maybe judges can help others out doing that. And, Your Honor, this is the way it is. Your Honor, my client would like to walk up and talk to you for a second. Judge, I need that. My wife's really mad at me. Can you give me this ruling?
Can you just order me to pay the child support for my mistress's kids so that it doesn't look like I'm really doing it because my wife's really ticked off? Judge looked at him and said, I got you back.
And then Melky said, there'll be a couple of season tickets for you.
Yeah.
Denise, do you have any quick take on Melky Cabrera?
No, I don't.
It's Miguel. By the way, it's Miguel. Melky is somebody
Melky's
different.
A different guy. That's
yes,
right.
It's Miguel Cabrera. Right.
Miguel Cabrera.
No, I actually, on the story about the kids, you know, the Covington kids and all of that, I just feel really strongly that there's so many people out there with their phones out there. They're capturing a piece of the story. They're not capturing the whole story. And until the whole story can be captured and you can really review it and really think about it carefully, people shouldn't comment in a negative way about things. We needed to kind of like sit back. We need to kind of use teaching moments to help us with our children, help us with ourselves, help us to understand each other and try to break, I think, bridge the divide that's between our country.
I agree. And we agree 100%, all three of us, that look, let's agree to disagree and move on. And we're all on the same island together. Let's be careful and let's take care of one another.
Try to be decent to each other,
yes,
as a point of default. How
yes
is that for an idea?
Be decent to each
all
other.
All right. Now, our last quick take comes from Mr. Fred Penny. And, Fred, you wanted to talk about the Sloppy Joe suit.
Mine, by far, is the most important take. Because my take is about Sloppy Joes. Number one, never go to a restaurant and expect their Sloppy Joes to be as good as, number one,
School cafeteria,
and number two?
Moms.
And number three?
What?
Wife.
Oh,
yeah, should have been one.
I love my wife, but
No.
Moms and school cafeterias, Sloppy Joes, are better. And you know why? I'm sure it's not because what the ingredients is, but when I was 12 and 11 years old, a good Sloppy Joe was life. That was the blood. That was what I strived for. In Penryn Grammar School that I grew up, I got to work in the cafeteria so I could have my Sloppy Joe. And you know what ticked me off about my Sloppy Joe in Florida? I'm going to say it right now. It was not all over the place. It was neat and put in the bun.
It was a neat Sloppy Joe.
There was not that stuff pouring on. It should have been all over my plate. It should have been in my hands.
You would never be sick on Sloppy Joe Day.
It was nice.
So you ordered a Sloppy Joe and they gave you a neat Joe.
Just a Joe.
A Joe. We're coming back with special guests. Stay with us, man.
Yeah, more Radio Law Talk coming up right here.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Jason Ross.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own
but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Stop whining.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk.
We're back to our final segment, third hour, which is probably the most exciting one that we've been waiting for. We have special guests. Every once in a while, we bring special guests in that are very important in our lives, especially here on Radio Law Talk. Those of you who listen to us all the time know these voices. They are employees that receive compensation for doing stuff for Radio Law Talk in the form of McDonald's and Toys R Us toys.
That's more than I get.
That's more than all of us get.
Yes. Wow.
All right. Why don't you say, what is your name?
Vila.
Vila and?
Wyatt.
Vila. Okay, those of you who don't know who they are, Vila, say, I like the Amargosa Valley.
I like the Amargosa. I like the Amargosa Valley.
Yeah, no, okay, that's what she said. Say it again, Vila.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Yeah, yes. Open up!
We had to do a few takes when we did it.
Hey, all I gotta say, Vila, say, boys are weird.
Boys are weird.
That's my
favorite.
Boys are weird. That's it. Okay, Wyatt, what is some stuff that Wyatt said?
But I think he needs to say girls are weird if we're going to say okay. Boys are weird.
Girls are weird.
Attaboy.
So these are the voices of Radio Law Talk, Wyatt and Vila Jane Madden, and you guys are famous. Did you know that? Okay, Vila, take your hand away from your mic.
There you go.
They got to tell us what you think. Do anybody at school say, my mommy and daddy hear you on the radio? Vila, did they ever say that to you? You have to talk.
No.
What? They don't. They don't walk up to you at school. What school are you in? Preschool? And what do you do at preschool?
We make stuff.
You do? Do you talk about Radio Law Talk in preschool?
Sometimes.
You do? What do you tell your teacher?
That my grandpa and dad are in Radio Law Talk.
Oh, there you go. That she now knows.
Oh, come on.
That is you. And you know what? Some funny things you say. You have to love the Amargosa Valley. Because that's what you say all the time. Say it again, Cal. This is what
I like the Amargosa Valley.
That's you, huh, Violet Jane? Do you remember doing that?
Yeah.
And how much did you get paid for doing that? I hope the unemployment agencies aren't listening. Or the EDD. How much did you get paid? Do you remember? You got McDonald's?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing at McDonald's?
Everything.
Everything.
The toys.
That's right. The toys are awesome.
Why it's all, come on, man. Say the toys.
Be honest. It's the toys.
So if you're are you streaming this? So you were streaming this live on Instagram, on Radio Law Talk Instagram. But these are the famous children that have all the sayings. Is there any new sayings that you guys want to say? Wyatt, I'm going to turn to you. What are some sayings you should say on Radio Law Talk?
Like maybe. Todd is awesome.
No.
Why don't you say that so Cal can record?
No.
Say Todd is awesome.
Todd is awesome.
There you go. Tell me about your, what do you like to do, Wyatt? The reason we're bringing this up the last hour, because these kids are important, because they are the voice of Radio Law Talk, and we want you to meet them. What do you like to do, Wyatt?
Play football.
Yeah. And what did you play last night? Stop. Don't do that. Don't touch your cord.
Did you play something last night?
Basketball.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Good job.
Violet Jane, tell us what you like to do.
Go to dance.
She's a dancer.
Oh, are you a dancer? I'm a dancer, too.
So, like when it's recess, Violet Jane, what do you do when you go outside in recess? What do you play during recess time?
Do chickens at preschool.
Oh, chickens.
We feed them, and we feed the animals.
Oh, you have animals at your preschool. Mm-hmm. What about you, Wyatt? What do you do during recess time?
Play on the jungle gym.
Perfect. Hey. And the most important question, Wyatt, do you like Sloppy Joes? Wait, no answer. Do you know what a Sloppy Joe is? Do you ever eat a Sloppy Joe?
Uh-uh.
See, the kids nowadays don't know what Sloppy Joes are. They don't know.
What do you usually eat for lunch?
Cheetos like I did today.
But when you go to school, what's your favorite lunch day? What's your favorite lunch when you go to school?
Chicken strips.
Chicken strips. That's replaced the Sloppy Joe.
What about you, Violet Jane? What's your favorite?
Mac and cheese.
Yeah. Here's the most important. Our listeners want to know a little bit about why you came and said a whole bunch of stuff and sayings with Radio Law Talk.
That is armadillo.
See that? Why did you say those in the radio? Do you know, Violet Jane, why you said it?
No.
Yes, you do, because you wanted McDonald's. That's exactly right, Wyatt. That's what you wanted was McDonald's. Any other sayings, Cal, they have?
And then you guys went, didn't you go to Toys R Us, too, after that?
Well, we went to Toys R Us and then to McDonald's.
We only went there
like a long time ago.
Yes.
Well, here's
another. Are you serious?
Who's that? That's the two of you. That's the two of you.
Do you guys like kitty cats?
I'm allergic to them.
What? Kitties.
I'm not allergic to anything.
Todd has kitty. Good.
Who's that? Listen to that. Go
Todd
ahead.
Todd has kitty.
Is that you?
Where's Todd?
Oh, the voice message they left for me when I did these?
You are a loser.
You are a loser.
So now you've become famous on Radio Law Talk. Did you know you're heard everywhere? Did you know you're heard in Minnesota? And you're heard in
Texas
and Nevada and all over the place? Your name is heard every time you talk. Did you know that?
No.
It's true. It's true. Oh, perfect. Wait.
All right. Well, okay.
Wait, now we have a Radio Law Talk rock.
All right. That's Radio Law Talk rock.
Yes, we do.
All right. I know this is getting boring for you, but for us, it's kind of fun. What else do you guys want to say? Any other sayings you want to say before we let you go? Because you guys are the voice of Radio Law Talk.
Oh, come on.
Give us something.
Give us something. What do you want to say, Wyatt? What say, if you could say anything funny, what would you say? Get ready with the dump button, Cal.
Just say, I like my grandpa.
I like my grandpa.
That's a good one. Myla Jane, what is it you want to say?
I know what you could say.
What did he say?
Say that.
Grandpa stinks.
Grandpa stinks. Oh, good one.
Boom.
Grandpa's the best.
Yeah! That's, okay, she gets to go to McDonald's to get another toy.
You could say Denise rules. Somebody should say that. You
girls
say
rule.
The boys.
Girls rule.
Hey, Violet Jane, look at all the people in here. Who do you think's the smartest?
Her.
She pointed at her. That's exactly right. Help fix her. Yeah, that's exactly right. She's the smartest.
She's losing her head.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming in here and talking to us. And then after you're done with here, we can maybe go to Old McDonald's, which is your favorite place. Another plug for Old McDonald's.
Even in and out.
Real life.
Oh, even in and out? Oh, okay.
Double lunch.
How old are you, Violet Jane?
Five.
Five, and Wyatt?
Seven.
Seven.
Wow.
So these are our speakers for Radio Law Talk. Any questions before we let our celebrities go?
So as you look around, you said Denise was the smartest. As you look around, who do you think is maybe the weirdest of all of us? Be honest. You're going to Old McDonald's regardless, son. Whatever you say, you're still going to go out to eat. Who's the weirdest?
Me.
Me!
I was going to say both of you.
Okay. Who's the most funny looking?
Wait a minute. Have you been talking to my wife?
Well, thanks for joining us. We've had a last segment, had our stars here. Every time you guys hear the Radio Law Talk discussions or the little sayings, that's Violet Jane and Wyatt Madden, our famous
voices
of Radio Law Talk. We're going to be back. After anything else, that's it. That's all we've got to say. We'll see you next Saturday. Don't forget to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. If you want to talk about a topic, email us at info@radiolawtalk, and we'll try to get your topic on. Again, have a wonderful weekend. It's beautiful here in California. Those of you in the other states, we love having you aboard. Talk to you later.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk, and remember, you can listen to past episodes on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click the podcast button. Thanks for tuning in.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.